With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is showing its commitment to the pro-life community. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Not only did President Trump and Vice President Vance address Friday's March for Life, the Justice Department announced that it's scaling back prosecutions against pro-life protesters. The DOJ's chief of staff said prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE Act, will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances. The announcement came after the president pardoned 23 people convicted of blockading abortion clinic entrances. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is emphasizing that targeting Russia's oil revenue is the best way to get Moscow to end its nearly three-year war against Ukraine. Mr. Trump pledged during the campaign he'd broker a quick end of the conflict. Now that he's president, he's leaning in on the idea that the Alliance of Oil-Producing Nations holds the key to ending the war by cutting back oil prices. United Nations and Army officials say fighting with M23 rebels in eastern Congo has left at least 13 peacekeepers and foreign soldiers dead.
The South African military says it has lost seven members of its stabilization force in eastern Congo during fighting that's raging around Goma. Six UN peacekeepers from South Africa, Malawi and Uruguay have also been killed. Kinshasa has no doubt that neighbouring Rwanda supports the rebellion. It's ordered its diplomats in Kigali to leave and is expelling Rwandan diplomats.
That's BBC correspondent Peter Bamford. Rain falling on Southern California, that's a good thing. It's going to help firefighters mop up the wildfires. However, it's causing potentially troubling things as well. Toxic ash runoff and landslides. This is SRN News. China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation that is now facing both a graying population and an emerging shortage of working-age people. The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. For decades, China had a one-child policy, which the communist government enforced with a draconian policy of forced abortions. The U.S. is also seeing its birth rate decline. Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina in 2023, but quickly stalled. A measure introduced in Mississippi, which echoes laws adopted in the past 2 years in Idaho and Tennessee, criminalizes helping a minor girl get an abortion. This is SRN News. The world's top golfer is finally ready to make his season debut.
Scottie Scheffler is ready to get back to work. The world's number one player has committed to play next week in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It will be his first competition since Scheffler punctured his right hand with glass while preparing Christmas dinner. That required minor surgery and caused him to miss the season opener at the Century on Maui and the American Express last week in California. Scheffler previously said everything was progressing on schedule, but that he wasn't going to rush back. The 28-year-old is coming off a 9-win season in 2024. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The British Museum is partially closed to the public Saturday after an employee who had been fired broke in and shut down computer systems. The museum is Britain's most popular tourist attraction with almost 6 million visitors a year. They closed temporary exhibits and part of the permanent collection after the assault. This is SRN News.